you one of our regular students for Self-Improvement Wednesday. Well, each week you get to learn something new. Your lesson this week, frogs and how they could save your life. Your teacher is Dr. Jodie Rowley, Curator of Amphibian and Reptile Conservation Biology at the Australian Museum Research Institute. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, frogs could save your life. How?
Well, various ways in terms of their role in an ecosystem, but more specifically as a medicinal cabinet.
Mm. They have this peculiar quality of developing, of being able to repel potentially harmful bacteria. And that's really what we're interested in.
We are. So they're essentially like agar plates, and they usually hang out in the kind of places that microbes love. So it makes sense that they've developed these secretions, peptides, alkaloids, all sorts of things on their skin to prevent them from getting infected. But that's actually really useful to us as well. So we can use the kind of medicines that they're creating themselves as novel treatments to cure our own illnesses.
Okay, they've got an arsenal of weaponry on their skin, basically.
They do. There's over 6,000 frog species that we know of, and probably a lot more that we don't, around the world. And each species has a unique composition of different alkaloids, peptides, things that we can potentially use in order to help our own survival.
Okay, and that's become incredibly important because of the growth of antibiotic resistance. We're in desperate need of some of this help, aren't we?
Exactly, and a lot of the antimicrobial activity that they have is actually so general that it's a bit slower for resistance to develop as well, so they could be even better antibiotics and in particular.
Mm. Some can even inactivate viruses, and there are examples in both herpes simplex and in HIV.
Yeah, it's kind of insane how many different things that frog chemicals are being used to treat or being explored. So certainly anti-cancer, anti-HIV, herpes, they're even thought to be using them as contraceptives, as well as broad-spectrum antibiotics. And even the foam that frogs produce when they make nests for their eggs is actually being used as a way to deliver drugs, because the little bubbles of foam will take up drugs and then release them at a steady rate.
Okay, and there's an individual, and what's so exciting about all this is when you talk about, for instance, the herpes simplex virus, then you're talking about the waxy monkey frog. When you're talking about, when you're talking about the HIV, that's the Australian tree frog. So each frog is providing a different piece of assistance.
Certainly. Some species share some of the same activities, but each species is likely to have some completely different. And one species might have dozens of different chemicals that could be used to fight different kinds of pathogens or microbes.
Okay. An example is the phantasmal poison frog. That might be an amazing assistance in pain relief.
Most certainly. So poison frogs or poison dart frogs are most famous for the native people within their range using rubbing the frogs on their tips of their arrows and then killing mammals with them. But these actually, in this particular frog, they have it's essentially 200 times stronger than morphine, which is pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm. The Australian burrowing frogs have this sticky stuff which may make a medical adhesive.
Yeah, so if you ever grab hold of a burrowing frog, which I probably do more than most people, they often secrete like a glue. It's completely sticky, really hard to get off. And this is potentially taste bad if a predator tries to grab them, but also can glue the mouth shut of a snake or anything like that.
That's why they use it, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a defence system as well. So potentially against microbes, but also against the bigger predators. And this goo is actually as strong as adhesing when it's wet. So it's a glue that works when it's wet, which is obviously perfect when you're trying to have knee surgery or repair cartilage. So it's being used in knee surgeries.
Okay, but this is one of the reasons we should be worried about the extinctions of frogs, which are growing apace. Every time we lose one, we lose that unique chemical compounds which might provide one of these incredibly important drugs.
Exactly. So frogs are amongst the most threatened groups of animals on the planet. One third are threatened with extinction, and we've already lost hundreds. So it is of such concern, not only for ecosystems, but potentially we're shooting ourselves in our own foot as well. We're losing these treasure troves of our own medicinal, cabinets.
Yeah, the medicinal cabinet down at the creek.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Most certainly.
What a great lesson, Jodie Rowley. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, your teacher's been Dr. Jodie Rowley, Curator of Amphibian and Reptile Conservation Biology at the Australian Museum Research Institute. and, yeah, the medicinal impact of frog science. Your lesson next week on Self-Improvement Wednesday. We'll be greeted by Susanna Fullerton, the literary lecturer. Her topic, the remarkable Charlotte Bronte, author of Jane Eyre. That's Self-Improvement Wednesday next week.